Tantor Audio presents The Nuns of Sant'Ambrogio, The True Story of a Convent in Scandal, by Hubert Wolfe. Translated by Ruth Martin. Narrated by Paul Bamer. Prologue.
Save, save me.
Shortly after 8 o'clock on Monday, July 25th, the Archbishop of Edessa, sent by the Lord, finally came to me. There was no time for waiting. This was the one and only time to get saved. To him, I had to reveal everything, and had to implore him to help me escape the convent as swiftly as possible. It all went well. My prayers were fulfilled, and I was understood. These dramatic words were set down by Princess Katharina von Hohenzollern-Sigmaringen in a complaint she submitted to the Pope in summer 1859. They were written barely 5 weeks after her escape from the convent of Sant'Ambrogio in Rome, or rather, after her cousin Archbishop Gustav Adolf zu Hohenlohe-Schillingfürst managed to secure her release, and they describe the sensational conclusion to her adventure inside the walls of a Roman Catholic convent. It was an adventure for which she had narrowly avoided paying with her life. She had been humiliated, isolated from her fellow nuns, cut off from the outside world, and, since she was party to the convent's secrets and therefore regarded as a danger, somebody had tried to silence her. They had even made several attempts to poison her. At 3:30 in the afternoon on July 26, 1859, after almost exactly 15 months, she finally left Sant'Ambrogio.